Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how do you like our new studio?
Where?
Well, last week we had to
Oh, I forgot. That's right.
Thanks to Jimmy. Jimmy took care of everything.
We were in the alternate room, very close to our producer.
We all were masked, though.
Yep. No, we observed the
proper
rules.
Well, I have my second shot,
right.
So I'm good. I have another week to go, and I should be – I think I can go anywhere, but I shouldn't go anywhere is what the government says, right?
That's right. And okay. You should keep wearing your mask and so forth and so on, right?
I'm going to triple mask.
Yeah. Now, they put a big V on your forehead to point out that you're vaccinated or what?
Oh, that's terrible. Can't do – that's very racist.
Oh, it is. Okay.
What color V would you put?
I have no comment.
All right. And then – They have this passport. Have you looked into this?
No.
It's a one-day passport. At least it is in New York.
Really?
Because I looked at it. I saw it on a site, and I went and, yeah, you go in, you complete, did you get this, what kind, blah, blah. And you get a – it's a one-day passport. Yeah, I know.
It'll get worse. But anyway, it is Saturday, April 3rd, 2021.
Anyway.
It is 10:03 in the morning. And we say that because this show is broadcast on this station. It's still ESPN 1520, right? The company name changed, though. Odyssey. So the new company name, Entercom, became Odyssey.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's Audio and Odyssey.
Audio and Odyssey combined, right? And now I am speechless, but... Right.
Yeah, AUD.
They changed the symbol too.
Yeah, I looked at.
Okay.
I looked at it this morning. It was $5 over $5.
Boy,
it was $2 for the longest time.
Yeah, and we always say whatever I just said
because
this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then it'll be on after the sporting event. The show is always available live streaming if you go to our website, sapperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you can listen to the show every Saturday from 10 to 11. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and all of our shows are there. Also at the website is a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy. And I'm sure they had a lot to say this time, right?
Well, they always have a lot to say. They talked about the big, big jobs number. And they talked a lot about inflation and, you know, what they're going to do with this and the home sales. And then at the end is what they talked about, which I've been saying. I've seen the 10-year move, but I don't think it's inflationary reasons. I think it's just speculation. But they did say that although we saw employment gains, because unemployment's only 6% now, our average hourly earnings actually dropped. So, you know, that's a big, big thing. And plus there's, I forgot how many, 4 million people dropped off the unemployment rolls because they couldn't find anything. So, I don't know. I've talked to a few people that have been looking for jobs, and they haven't been able – and again, these are hourly jobs. This isn't rocket scientists. Mm-hmm. So, they've been – you know, they say the companies aren't paying, and it's all part-time. So, I don't know.
Who knows what the real story is? I mean, right. I have been saying all along the economy is much, much stronger than people thought. Okay. And, you know, they always point out some people are hurt, and that's true. But there's a lot of people you think are hurt that aren't hurt. You know, I was at a restaurant the other day, and I was talking to one of the servers, and she's 60 years old, you know, and she said that the people putting in the most hours now are there four people who work there that are 60 and older. Okay, she said, I used to work 25 hours a week. Now I'm working 44 hours a week.
Right.
And she says, you know why that is? Because the kids won't come back to work.
They don't want to go back to
work. They want to collect their unemployment.
Right.
So those unemployment figures are somewhat BS, you know. Because if you think of all those jobs out there across the country where people aren't coming back to work. And I personally think that they should have a system where the company reports, I asked this person to come back to work. They didn't. And they shut them off. You know, that's it.
That's nasty.
That's too bad, isn't it?
It's nasty.
But that's what they should do, you know.
What do you mean? You have to verify something?
Well, supposedly they do. They keep saying they're unemployed, you know. But,
right.
You know, yeah. But you know.
And the only thing they hold against them is when they're caught in some type of fraud,
right?
And then they'll go back and
exactly.
do something. I mean, they don't.
I hate that. You know, I'm willing to bet that number might be 1 million. You know, across the country, you know, of people that could be back at work that
could be
collecting.
I don't know.
But who knows?
But there's a lot of smaller restaurants throughout the country that aren't coming back.
Oh, no, I agree there. I mean, there have been people hurt, you know, no question about that. But some of these figures are questionable, to say the least.
Yeah.
So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, 800-879-7541.
So,
and if, you know, for some reason you don't like to talk on the radio, you know, you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Chat, click on Join the Chat, type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Right. Today is Holy Saturday and a blessed Easter to all our friends that celebrate Easter and Passover, a holy Passover, and people are probably busy. You know what else today is, Pete?
I'm afraid to ask what.
The date is 4321.
Really? Holy cow.
Yeah. So it's a lot of people in Vegas lined up to get married so they could remember their anniversary. Let's not get married until it's 4321.
So what you should do is play. Is there a pick four? You know, 4321.
I'm sure there's a way to bet anything you want.
Well, in this world, and it's getting to be more and more, no question about it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
And we have somebody on the chat box that bought this week $1,000 worth of ACV Auctions, ACVA, brand new company. Brand new to the market that came out, closed at $33.90, and he's asking Pete. There's an article on Seeking Alpha about it, and you know, it, from the chat box, he's saying it's negative. He does post a link. I looked at it briefly, but he wants to know if he should put another $500 into it because he obviously thinks it's positive. So.
Well, I mean, if he's done his research into it, you know, and I don't know anything about the company whatsoever, And it's a new issue, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, obviously charting-wise, it's very difficult to, you know, do anything from a chart that's only been around a very brief period of time. But what is interesting, it went from, I think, 25 up to 34, came back to 29, and then made a new high at 35.
Hmm.
So the theory goes that if a new issue comes out, how long has it been out anyway?
A
couple of weeks?
Not even a week.
Oh, yeah. It's not even 5 days.
Wait a minute. I think it came out last Thursday or Friday, because last Saturday we couldn't find anything on it. So it's been a little over a week. I don't think it's been seven trading days. But
you know, there are, you know, the momentum players, that what they follow on these new issues is after it goes up and it comes back and then it makes a new high, that it's a momentum buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you feel very comfortable with the stock, you know, and obviously these new issues can be very volatile, you know, a stop or revaluation would have to be back somewhere around 28, you know, so mm-hmm. that's a ways back. Where to close at?
33.90.
Yeah. So, you know, it, you know, based on the momentum players system, they say it's a buy. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what to say, but hopefully, you know, if you follow that, you watch it very carefully. You know, no question about that. It looks like you're, you know, you spend a lot of time researching it. So if you feel comfortable, you know, based on a momentum buy, it is a buy, and you know, be very careful if it gets down to 28.
Yeah, personally, I don't even look at issues that are this new, mm-hmm. unless I have a reason to, unless I have an interest or whatever. But I've done zero research on it. Only I know they won the 43 North Best Idea a couple of years ago. It's a from the Buffalo Incubator, I guess they call it,
and mm-hmm.
Sounds like an interesting business. But you really need to do. Your research.
Is that mm-hmm. what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I was getting to it.
I knew you were going to spit it out any minute.
I was doing more than one thing at a time.
So, I think it was a decent week in the market last week.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
I know the S&P made a new all-time high. It's kind of hard to believe, the S&P at 4,000. Right?
It's a number.
It's a number, but, you know,
But it made 3,000, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quick.
Yeah, things are quick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have been waiting. You know, we actually had a bear market, but if you missed it, it was 1 month, you know, right?
But it was a bear market.
It was
right?
a bear market. Yeah. The market was down, what, 30% or so?
Yeah,
you know, right, you know. Because I was thinking about that. I said, boy, this market's been going up since 2009, and now it's 2021. That's 12 years.
Yeah.
But you had a bear market.
That's right.
In between. So I don't know. You know, it's just things are really interesting out there, to say the least. And, you know, people keep talking about rotation. There has been some sector rotation. Value's finally been picking up, and it's been an interesting area. But you can't totally abandon the previous areas, okay?
Oh, they want to.
No, I know.
On TV, that's all they... Well,
yeah,
they're trading by the minute, so that's why.
Right, but the technology area, you know, has been lagging a little, you know, based on what the other, you know, value areas and so forth have been doing. And but you have to be much more selective in technology.
Sure.
You know, up until maybe a month ago, whatever, you could have thrown darts at any technology issue. You know, so if they're rotating, doesn't mean they're leaving all technology.
Right.
You just have to be much more selective.
Sure.
You know? And you know, if you look at it, the same sectors that have been the best for the year and the last 6 months, and you know, have been the same sectors. You know, so you know, the top sector really has been energy, believe it or not. You know, and that was the worst sector last year, I
mm-hmm.
think. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if you look at the second top sector. No, actually, I'm wrong here. Year to date, it's retail, which has been strong for the last 39% for the last year,
mm-hmm.
80% for the last 6 months. Okay. And then you have the second strongest sector has been energy, up 32% for the year and 58% for the last 6 months. And the third I'm sure we all know what that is. That's home builders.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've been up 24% for the year and 32% for the last 6 months.
Yeah, and that's slowing down a little. Not the sector, but the industry itself, because they can't find, I think it's pricing itself out at some point.
Well, they said home prices hit, all-time highs, whatever, home prices.
Sure.
They're really rising rapidly.
Yeah.
Interest rates, even though they haven't gone up very much, they say it has affected people taking out mortgages.
Right. Especially first-time mortgage people. I think, it's always how much can you afford to pay? Okay, we'll borrow right up to that amount.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, interest rates go up a quarter or a point, mm-hmm. and their payment goes up and they can't afford it.
Exactly.
That's my own.
Yeah, yeah. But, it's like someday, and I always say someday. I remember, for years people would call the radio and say, what about all the debt? I said, yeah, someday it's going to matter. I don't know when, but it only matters when it matters.
Well, you're going to find out how much it matters now with this so-called infrastructure bill that only has 5% in infrastructure, some ridiculously low percentage.
Yeah, but there's someday the piper will be paid for all of this, okay? No question about it, but I don't know when.
Can I leave now?
Yeah.
I better go to work. I better get that extra job.
No, but I'm just saying, it was the same thing with the debt. They said the debt 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever.
They didn't expect to be borrowing the trillion.
No, well, I agree, but I'm just saying someday it'll matter. Is it a week, a month, a year, 10 years? I don't
know.
Tanya,
50, 100-year treasury bonds, boom, 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 boom. Take care of the set payments. Do it now. I think Trump would have done it.
They should have done it all along. I don't know why they didn't. Some countries did do that. They put out 100-year bonds.
Yeah. But just decide what we need for Social Security and Medicare. Lock that up in a box, which was supposedly it was locked before, but it got pried open. But set it aside, and then they can start. And the big thing is they got to cut spending, but they're not doing that.
Nope.
Yeah.
And to be honest, there's no reason for any further stimulus, to say the least. Things are running away like anything to the upside. So,
I just don't think they're going to get there. If it was infrastructure, that'd be great. But for 4 years, the Trump administration tried to do it, and there wasn't a taste for it. I don't think this is going to happen. But who knows? Look, they pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta because the state, which is their constitutional right, decides to do voting procedures that are just – that's what I was talking outside when you came
right.
in. They're blown out of proportion. They're not what they're saying they are. And people at some point are going to get fed up with it.
Well,
if I go to Quickfill to buy a lottery ticket,
yeah, they ask your driver's license now.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. So you're kidding me? No.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
shouldn't I feel I'm being picked on or something?
I just give it to them.
Yeah.
No,
I agree, but I'm just saying. I mean, admittedly, the way elections are handled is terrible, terrible, terrible. Okay.
But what they're saying is that you can't give somebody water. That's so extreme. You can't give somebody anything 100 or 200 feet from the polling place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just standard. And I just don't
know. I know. It's ridiculous.
Get free IDs from your state or county. I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Nothing. But they make it sound racist, when it comes
well,
to
yeah.
it.
Well, yeah. And then got your corporations, Home Depot, Delta, Coca-Cola, try to walk into one of their stockholder meetings and not mm-hmm. give identification.
Mm-hmm.
Try
exactly.
and do that.
Yeah, I know. It's all hypocritical, no question about
I guess.
It. So anyway.
You can tell we have no callers.
No callers, nobody
chat.
In the chat box.
No.
Everybody's out shopping for Easter, I guess, coloring their eggs, whatever they do for Easter. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520.
Getting ready for Dingus Day. That's what we do.
Toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. And the interesting thing on the Barron's cover this week is Facebook. They're saying why Facebook, believe it or not, it's a good buy.
Really?
Yep.
Let's look at it.
Let's
FB is a symbol. Stock closed at, wow.
Unbelievable, huh?
$299.66.
Yep.
Nice.
And if you look at the chart, getting ready to test the all-time high around the 304 area. Price target 360. So if we can get above that 304 area, they may not be wrong. That's why if you see something, you know, you hear something on the radio, TV, then whatever approach you use for investing, you know, don't just jump out because somebody raved about something, you know. Use whatever approach you use. Do the research. You know, if you're a technician or technical analysis, look at a chart and then decide, you know, what the risk and reward is and so forth, you know. But don't just jump at something because somebody writes a great article. And by the way, Seeking Alpha in the past has been not a great place to get information from. I don't know if they've become any better, you know.
Yeah. And I don't know.
It's the opinion of some person,
right?
You know, and you know, like anybody else, like our opinion, anybody's opinion, they can be wrong, you know. And you know, when they write up something positively,
you should use it as part of your research, I would think.
Yeah. But if they write up something positively, it'll obviously sound tremendous.
Right.
You know? But if they write it up negative, it'll sound horrible, you know. And but you know, you just can't go by Seeking Alpha. You know, you have to come up with your own approach. So
I don't think the terminal that we know who's on the line is working because there is somebody on the phone and usually pops up with something. So
we'll
have to talk to Jimmy. But speaking of not knowing who writes different things, I watched the first episode of the QAnon on HBO. There's a 4-part series on QAnon.
Yeah. And what they say?
No, it's just I'm like so confused.
So confused.
I guess I'm easily confused, but I don't know. I've heard of it. I know it's supposedly, you know, one side of the aisle or other, or very extreme. But it's just if you get a chance, you should take a look at it because they pop back and forth. But
all I know is, you know, I started watching stuff on Netflix and a couple of different places, and they have really engrossing stories, but I can't follow them, you know. I can't figure out what character is what character, and so it's just ridiculous.
You go on and Google the name of the series, and they'll give you the X, Y. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I still don't know in Game of Thrones who's the what, the this, and the that.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any calls, Jim? Because it's not coming up. Nothing's on the monitor. Okay.
No. All right. We're going to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
How you doing?
Excellent. I'm happy to see you. I'm not one of those non-callers now. You got me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we just, we're having a little blank screen. So,
I was painting my Easter eggs, but I think I'd give you guys a
call. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's not a code word for something, is it?
No. Okay. Right.
Yeah. I watched this QAnon thing.
Yeah, now you're thinking, what's the code word?
Yeah, really. What are you going to do?
All right.
I subscribe to Netflix, but most of the time when I go on, I can't find any movie that I would even watch if you pay me. But my sisters use the same code that I have, so that
yeah, don't say that. You're not supposed to tell people.
No. Well, they pay extra too.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah. Well, happy Easter to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. The first item I was interested in was public service electric and gas. Now, the parent company is PEG, Public Service Enterprise, and I've been holding this for many, many years. In fact, it was my first stock purchase years ago.
Hmm.
And I just got the annual report, and it seems like also in Barron's they're talking about wind and nuclear power, you know, being a good alternate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, the price has been between 42 and 62, and it's getting up toward the high. I was wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, it just gave a new buy signal. You know, what it really has to do is take out the 63 area, 62, 63. Say it went to 63, that'd be a new high, okay?
Right.
And right now, for what it's worth, the charting objective is 73. And the 200 days at what, 55?
Mm-hmm.
And it closed where, at 59? So it's above the 200 day.
Right.
It's above it's in good position. You know, it looks positive, you know.
It pays a healthy dividend, I understand.
It came back from what, almost nothing? No. 30 something. It was around 35, you know.
It pays a quarterly dividend. In fact, it's due March 30th. I haven't gotten it yet, but the mail. The way it is. But.
Yeah, very nice looking chart. Built a base, broke out, building a base on a base. You know, I know Victor talked about that last week. And Yeah. It looks positive. So as long as it, you know, I would say, you know, because you're a long-term holder anyway.
But, yeah. For the dividend mainly, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, basically if it stayed, I'd only reevaluate it maybe if it dropped to 53, you know.
Right, yep. Right. Okay, second item was American Century Ultra. TWCUX, because originally it was 20th Century. That's how it got that code.
Mm-hmm.
And in Barron's, in the quarterly thing for mutual funds, I saw two different prices. One that had the end of 331. Another one showed what the one-year close was, and they were different. They were in the 70s, but I'm wondering, you know, what's your thought on this particular stock? It's holding a lot of large cap things.
Yeah, close at 77.22.
77.22, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, the high was around, what, 80 or so, you know, in that area?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a little above that.
Yeah, so, you know, right now I would like to see it go to, say, 77, let's see. Yeah, wonder why the chart doesn't show that. Anyway. So, you know, it closed at 77, and that's a new buy signal, really. And
right.
So it looks positive. As I mentioned previously, when this thing really tanks, it tanks, you know. But
right.
And I think they play a lot of very high beta stocks, that type of thing.
Sure.
You know. And,
as the price builds up during the year, around November, they declare a capital gains. And most of the time, it's quite sizable. You know, I get that, and then it's a long-term capital gain. Each year, so it's one of my favorites as far as the gains that I've made on this so far during the years.
Oh yeah, well, just, you know, don't. This is not one you stay in forever, though. You know.
No.
Yeah.
You
know, yep.
And I guess that's all I have today. One question is, you know, my name appeared first on the chat box at the top on the right side of the names. Are all the other eight names that have come on since then? Are they all people who are on the chat box listening or watching?
No, I think they just, it's probably a system that as more and more people take up names or use it, they just add some blank ones.
Somebody had posted something, then your name was posted under it when you gave a response. And it has the different names that were identified as well as, you know, the guest and their code.
Yeah,
as I'm looking at my screen anyway, you know, as the time goes on, more names get entered on the right side.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you see that on your screen?
Yes.
I think it has something to do with QAnon. You know.
Oh, okay.
They're messing around.
It's a big brother.
Did you see my note about the A on the forehead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's,
and also
the vaccination.
Getting the COVID card, the vaccine card laminated, because then you can use it, you know, show it when you go to the doctors, or if you get on an airplane, along with your passport, you have it available then.
Yeah, I haven't in several places.
I think what they should do is put a chip in everybody. You know,
that's coming.
Put it in your wrist or in your arm or.
Well, no, Peter's got a better place.
No, actually, where it is, it's in the vaccine. See?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay,
that makes sense. All right, have a good day.
All right, take care.
All right, you too.
Okay, right now, give us a call 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541.
Okay.
We're going to go next to Dominic. Good morning.
Okay. Well, we weren't, but. We're going to go
morning.
To Pete. Now we are. Okay.
Hello.
Hello yeah. there. Yeah, we're having a little confusion, you know, stuff not coming up, but that's all right.
Oh, okay. Well, one thing about the COVID, your card you get, you should take a photo of it on your phone so you have it with you all the time. So if you, because when I just got my second one 2 weeks ago, the nurse told me to do that.
No, that's a good idea.
That's what I have.
Beautiful.
So. But you make a copy of it and keep the original someplace safe, I guess.
Right, right. The two I got is HBT, Heartland Bank and Trust, and MET, Metropolitan.
HBT,
yes.
Hartford Bank and Trust. Yeah, it's okay. You know, it's kind of steadily moving up. It pulls back, you know, maybe a point and a half at a time. I would say, you know, the 200 days around 14. So wouldn't like to see it under 14. But, you know, the price target based on the charting method's 20, which happens to be the high last year. So, I'd be a holder as long as it stays above 14.
All right.
Close at 1717 and Metropolitan.
Metropolitan.
Closed at 6160.
Okay. MetLife. M-E-T. Well, it's done very well, obviously. Have you had this for a while? Or
at 36.
Boy.
I've had it for a while. I've added like at 44 or whatever, but I've been holding it because of the dividend and the you know, the earnings per share is five something a share, and it only pays out $1.84 or $1.86.
Yeah, so it's well covered, to say the least. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I would say if you're a long term holder, you don't want it under 45. You know, which is quite a ways back. Okay, ideally, I would only reevaluate it, say, if it went to 55, 56, you know, then I might reevaluate it at that point.
Okay.
So, you know, I would hold it, you know, for now, and at 55 or 56, you know, reevaluate it.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a good holiday. I'll be out hiding my eggs for the kids.
All right. Way to go, Dominic.
Good hearing from you. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. While we're waiting for calls, we're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctor shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520 or toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to
Pete in East Aurora.
Pete in East Aurora. Good morning.
Hi, David. Hi, Peter.
How good morning. Are you? Good, sir.
Good. How about SLV again? Yeah.
Someday.
You think with the spending that's going on.
Well, that's why there's no, I don't see any signs of inflation, because you're seeing the bitcoins and all the other cryptos, you know, going up, but you're seeing silver and gold not acting very well. So.
Yeah, so like some people say that the cryptocurrencies are hurting gold, you know, so.
I don't know whether the buyers are the same or not. I suppose there's an overlap there.
Yeah, there's some similar, I would think.
Yeah, no question.
I don't know either. Yeah. Close at 2315.
Yeah, do you see good support at 22?
Well, hang on a second, because I did operator error here.
As usual.
Technical difficulties, I could say, right?
Yes.
But no, it was operator error.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're honest.
I'm honest.
Come on. It's like Easter and Passover. How can you lie?
I won't. Well, no. Okay. All right. We'll take a look at this. Well, yeah, I mean, there's no question that, I mean, boy, if it went to 20, I'd run for cover. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't. I have very little of the ETF now. I didn't like to see it drop below 24, and I don't have much below that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, like I said, I have a friend who's in the metal refining business. And, you know, he always kept telling me he was always bullish on the silver, only because people have been paying unbelievable premiums to get coins, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're paying like $8, $10 over the value the silver value of the coin. So he says he can't understand why silver's not going up, you know.
Well, so. there just is none available. I went to a local coin dealer, and they're completely sold out of silver and gold.
Oh, yeah.
It's all that stimulus money.
Yeah. That's the weird part. You have the metal, you know, and people have for a long time said silver is manipulated, you know. And
Come on now. Really?
You know, hard to believe.
People would think that?
Well, just think it this way. If silver went doubled or tripled, it would really hurt the solar industry, right? Because they use a lot of silver in the solar industry. Mm-hmm. So is it being kept down? You know, who knows? But anyway,
JP Morgan.
So what can you say? I mean, the chart doesn't look great. If you're holding long term, you know, if it went to 20, I'd worry about it.
Yeah. How about the GLD? Do you see
GLD
support at the recent low?
Let's see what GLD looks like there.
It seems to be support. 157.50 or so, I'd say.
Yeah, it's 161.98 on the close.
Yeah, I mean, right now where it is a very important support. It's a previous breakout high, previous support, and you know, if it broke down here, you know, theoretically you could go down another 40. You know, you could really get killed in here. Which is hard to believe, so I wouldn't want to see it much lower, that's for sure.
Well,
right now the 200 days at 174, right? And it closed, that's way under the 200 days, way under the 50 day, and it's below the long-term uptrend line. I mean, there's nothing positive to say about it, so it probably will go up.
No,
but, you know, I mean, if it hits 156... You know, and where to close at?
161.98.
Yeah, so 156, I'd really reevaluate it at that point.
Yeah, again, I'm not really holding any of it, but it seems to be tempting.
Support could hold in this area because it's been support now, one, two, three. This be the fourth time it's at support. And as I said, that, you know, that area was resistance, so I got 6 points, you know. So if it can't, that's why this is very important.
Do you see the 156 as critical near term?
Yep, that'd be critical. Yep.
Yeah.
But you know, like I say, the 158 area or so, you know, general around that area has held and could have been a bottom. You know, and it would give a potential buy signal if it rallied back up to 166.
So you'd see a buy area up around 166 if it.
Well, that might help to confirm the bottom. You know, like an aggressive player, you know, in here would have bought, you know, as it tested this support area many times. Okay.
Yeah.
And then would have said, okay, I'll reevaluate it if it goes to 156, because that could have been a bottom. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to know because the next stop is really quite a bit lower.
Yeah, it's quite a bit lower, right.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
We're going to go next to Derek in St. Catharines. Good morning.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How about you guys?
Good. Did you sneak out of Toronto or...?
No, thankfully I haven't been there because there's no purpose for going there. Everything's shut down. It's too bad.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we just got shut down for another 30 days. It just started today again. So, yeah, not much fun. But
yeah,
I was hoping you guys could give me your perspective on Kathy Wood's ARK investment.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
And maybe SPACs, too, if you could include that.
Okay, well, I don't know. You know, I get... I mean, right now, she's the guru, you know.
Yeah.
And her day will come, you know, where she will be the non-guru, you know.
Yeah, ARK closed at 120.85.
Yeah.
So, and for those that don't know, she's been a huge supporter of Tesla.
Right.
And is buying it on the dip, and she's been spot on, no doubt.
But she's been in the hot area, okay.
But she was in the hot area before it was hot.
Yeah, before it was hot.
Okay.
Know. And like I say, I mean, her day will come where they'll all of a sudden start picking on her, you know. That so be
well,
it,
she just had the new fund, which is a space fund, which I think is very interesting.
It's interesting, you know, no question about that. And as long as,
it's
you know,
Bitcoin,
as long as the liquidity's pouring out left and right, you know, and of course they said if the economy opens up, what are all these kids that are playing on the internet? You know, you're not going to have them anymore, you know. But yeah, I mean,
I think it's just interesting. She's picking all these areas where there's not much income made, but it's all future.
Oh, right. Yeah. Coming. Oh, yeah. I mean,
and you know, what's the balance between? Yeah, we want fundamentals, but these are areas that are going to be, you know, huge in the coming years too.
Yeah.
So is that your opinion because you own it, or your opinion because you don't own it?
No. I really like it. I've been in and out.
Okay. Just curious. I'm always curious about these things. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no question. I mean, it's all the hot areas, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, I think years and years ago, I read a book like 100-to-1 in the stock market, or stocks that went up 100 times, and they said that most of the strongest gains in those areas is before they become profitable.
Right. Yeah, how long do you want to hold it with all the volatility, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, and look at it. I mean, this ARKK dropped from 158 down to what, 108?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it moves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I owned it in the $40 area going back a couple of years ago and just got sick of waiting and sold it. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's how these things go. So I've been aware of her. And, she, you know, her big claim to fame is Tesla. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
She's saying it's going to keep jumping up high. But the whole idea of investing really, you know, seems to be changing too, where you've gone from fundamentals to, you know, let's see what's hot on Robinhood, because those are the things that go up, right? It's immediate. It's not forward-looking.
Right. And you got to determine if you're really an investor or a trader, Derek. That's
right, true.
Yeah, if you're an investor in the long run, the fundamentals will matter, you know, even though I don't pay a lot attention to it. But in the long run, you know, you can see it does matter.
Sure.
You know? And you have seen and are seeing some of this rotation into old line companies now. You know, U.S. Steel came from what, single digits up to 20 something now. You know, and so you're seeing those areas, you know, starting to get interest. You know, and what'll happen is if all of a sudden there's weakness in these hot areas, these Robinhood people will be buying U.S. Steel, you know. So
no, it'll never happen.
No. And the other thing on this, SPACs the SPACs are interesting. You know, it's they're like IPOs, right? And a lot of the research on them shows that all of the gain, or the biggest percentage of gains, again, are done before they acquire the company,
right?
And I mean, it doesn't mean they'll still go up, you know, up. But the biggest gains are before they acquire the company.
Could you look up IPOE, because that's one I've owned a SPAC, and it's joined together with a fintech, and I'm just interested in that one right now.
So I didn't say anything about SPACs because
Boy, is that a mouthful. Social Capital, Hedosophia Holdings Corporation.
Yeah, that's I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Shamath.
Yeah, thank
Shamath,
you.
Shamath, and I can't say his last name.
He used to be on a lot on the noon show on CNBC until they got into a little bit of disagreement where he was sort of promoting things. Anyway, close at 17:27, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, it was up to 28. It dropped all the way down to 13.5 about. And, you know, the chart is not nice.
No, but it's supposed to. It's supposed to join together with SoFi soon again, and I wonder if that's going to take it to another level again. I don't know.
It's possible. Yeah, I would say you would only get a potential buy signal if it hits 18. Where to close at? 17.27. Yeah. So 18 would be a potential buy, and 19 it would break the downtrend line off the high.
Okay.
And then you might really have something going for you, you know.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the time.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, we're going to go next to Jack in Lockport. Good morning. No.
We're going to Wayne in Canada, I believe.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Wayne.
Hi, Peter, David. I just have one stock.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the symbol, and then I have a question first.
Mm-hmm.
But it stamps, the symbol is STMP. But the one question I just wanted to bounce off you, or just get your opinion, with our governments throwing billions and trillions around like their dollar bills, I know you said that the deficit won't matter
until it matters. Right.
And someday or some year or some decade it will.
Right.
But my question is, with the way it's such a global economy, could it ever happen that these governments and the IMF and all this get together and like all our money is basically numbers in accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Like say you had like $100,000 in a bank account or what we call an RSP, or you got 401ks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Could suddenly these governments get together and do like a major either devaluation or reset, and suddenly you wake up the next day and your $100,000 is worth $10,000. Is that a scenario that could happen, or is that just totally?
Well, I wouldn't give it zero probability.
Okay. I'd give it close to it.
He would give it close to it.
You can't even get countries to. Yeah.
You know, what is going to happen? Digital currency will be the currency. There won't be dollars. You know.
Right.
You know. So
it's so far away.
No, it isn't. They're already doing it.
You believe King Kong is going to
China is already going to go that way.
There
right?
we go.
All right? And they're going to try to establish.
Can we do this at 10:58?
Well, believe me, it will be digital currency, so mark my words.
Yeah, I think it's going that way, too.
No question.
But I don't have to worry about waking up one morning and having only 10% of my assets.
Not next week.
Okay.
When you're talking about governments, you can't trust governments. So.
No. Okay. So getting back.
Yeah.
To,
where were we? Oh, stamp.
Yeah.
That looks that looks really nice.
204.34.
There, like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was like high 200s.
Right.
So I got in around, I think it was around 183.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And
rode it up.
So where do you see it heading from here?
Well, I mean, it's built a beautiful base, okay, and just gave a what they call a triple top buy signal, you know, on the point and figure chart. Potential
okay.
price objective, you know, based on the charting method, is 250.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, it looks very good. Where's the 200-day? 200-day is at 221. So we got to get above the 200-day, 221.
Oh. Okay. And it dropped so much. It dropped almost 20% that one day because they announced their earnings. So they were obviously disappointing for some reason.
But you know, for some reason, it's built that nice base. It's broke out, you know. And I would say, as long as it didn't drop to, say, 188, I'd probably stay in it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much for your advice.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
I think next we're going to Judy in Buffalo.
Judy.
Wow. Hi, guys. I've been waiting forever. I almost gave up.
Well, we almost gave up because we've been having some difficulties.
No, it sounded at the beginning as if no one was there, and I thought, gee, I've got to rescue those guys.
Oh, thank
well,
you.
Well, we appreciate that thought.
Well, anyway, here I am, and I have a number of interesting things. The first is I heard your section, the talk on silver,
mm-hmm.
and I really want to give a shout-out to those people whose grandmas have silverware up in their attic. because I saw the price of silver. And I said to myself, I've been trying to get rid of the silverware that I've had. Not regular silver, but silver, but sterling silver.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because in our family, for generations,
right.
grandmother gave a place setting to each of the grandchildren.
Oh.
Well, I and my two daughters have full place settings for eight with sterling silver. They do not want them. So, and even for years they haven't want them, and I've carried this around for years. So the other day I drove myself up to Jack Hunt,
mm-hmm.
whereupon he said, your timing is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a long story short, I brought in 3 8-piece place settings and some other extra silver, and I walked out with a check for $3,000.
No mm. kidding.
So
holy
basically,
cow.
For a complete setting, they're paying $1,000 now. And what do they do with it? They said nobody wants to buy this. Absolutely nobody wants to buy it. The millennials are not giving big parties.
Right.
Parties.
Oh, right. Nobody, well, no question, yeah.
Nobody wants to buy it.
They melt it down, yeah.
That's exactly. And he pointed out the barrels that were there. For silver, waiting to be burned down, melted down.
Hmm.
So anyway, I just wanted to let people know who are interested in silver. If you've got it lying around, this is the time to, this is the time to sell it.
Okay.
How about that for a
that? That's all right. What'd you say? An 8-piece setting?
I think it was eight. No, it was 8 place settings.
8 place settings.
Plus all the big silver that goes with it. You know, the serving spoon,
the ladle,
okay.
and
yeah,
the butter knife,
okay.
and the cheese cutter. You know, all of those. I saved mm-hmm. Some of the small mm-hmm. of the special pieces like that.
Okay.
But it basically, you know, they're just paying a lot of money.
Yep.
It's basically $26 an ounce
mm-hmm.
is what
mm.
they were paying last week.
Mm, boy.
So anyway, a troy ounce, whatever that
right.
is. And they weigh it and everything. Mm-hmm. And, it took absolutely no time at all. I walked mm-hmm. in, they weighed it, and walked out with a check in less than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make an appointment, though.
Okay.
Okay, enough about that. Okay, earlier you said something, and I violated your precept, and I know I should not probably have done it, but I couldn't resist. I heard on the radio, they were talking about this new stock that was just coming out, and it was, of all things, Frontier Airlines.
Yeah.
Now, under the symbol of ULCC, Ultra Low Cost Carrier.
Huh, jeez.
And I said to myself, when this pandemic is over, you know what people are going to be doing? They are just going to be looking for low cost carriers. And I thought, what the heck? So anyway, take a look at what you see on. I don't know whether there's anything out there.
There is nothing. I couldn't even. I just tried to call it up. It didn't even come up.
As what?
I got it.
ULCC came up.
Ultra low cost carrier.
1885 is what I'm showing.
Really?
Yeah,
holy cow.
It opened around 1718. But nothing, and it just happened yesterday.
Right, just brand new, Pete. So your stock charts have.
Oh, it's brand new. Okay.
Yeah. Brand new. There's nothing on it. I thought there would be something on, Frontier Airlines.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you. It's a speculation.
Yeah. I know. So, it's sort of like every once in a while one takes a flyer on something like
mm-hmm.
that.
That's all right, as long as it's fun money.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now the other more serious one, which you laugh at serious, blockchain. I've got 2 blockchain stocks which I have made huge profits in, and they are Riot and Mara.
Yep.
So I'd like to know how they look today. I know they're in your charts.
Well, as you know how volatile they are, it's just get that. Riot blockchain, boy, look at that chart. Up to 80, down to 30-something, up to 67, down to 30-something.
What would you say? Doesn't it look as if it's got support around 50?
I would say, let me look at the
20. Or would you say support around 36?
Well, ideally, the 50 days at 45, okay? So I wouldn't want to see it under 45.
Under 45, okay.
Right. And the other one, Mara?
Yeah, Mara.
Question, obviously, as Bitcoin and that. See, Mara is the stronger stock, no question about it. Potential target for what it's worth, 94.
I'll take that.
Yeah. But the 50 days at 33 right now. I don't know where you're in at this thing. Would you say?
Oh, I'm in around 12.
Oh, okay. So, you know, it's already up at, what, 48?
Yeah.
So, I mean, as long as it stayed above the 50, they'll be rising kind of rapidly. So it's at 34, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say as long as it stayed above the high 30s, you know.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yep.
So, okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you. Okay, nice hearing
you
from you.
Much. Have a good week, guys.
You too.
All right, you too.
Take
Stay
care.
Safe.
Okay, bye.
Where are we going now? Home? Got time real quick.
Jimmy?
2 minutes.
Jack and Lockport.
Jack and Lockport, you got 2 minutes left.
Okay, I guess I have to call next week about some things. So,
yeah.
But I hope you guys have a happy Easter.
Okay,
well, thank you.
I just want, for what it's worth, I talked to a local dealer, auto dealer this week about ACVA.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealt with them. In fact, he said that his dealership got to purchase the first vehicle that they offered before they even went public.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the way ACVA works is... You can buy and sell when you get a used car, a dealer gets used car, a trade-in. They go to ACVA, see what it's worth, and, you know, pawn it off. And then you can get vehicles that way also. He likes the people who are running it, thinks a lot of them. He said he's going to get some shares himself. I guess from what I've heard, not from him, but someone else, they're in about 80 cities in the country. And so they have room to expand, and with all the money they got from the stock, they're going to expand into Canada. So the future does look pretty good with them.
Interesting. Appreciate
so just,
that.
You know, just information.
Okay.
And then I have
we got to go now. But.
Yeah, I have a utility company which I'll call next week.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Can do.
Okay.
Have a blessed Easter, Jack.
Keep powder dry. Happy Easter to those that celebrate Easter. Passover. Back next week.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.